Welcome to the Real Docs Podcast, hosted by Dr. Britt Lesher and Dr. Lisa Jung. Dr. Britt and Dr. Lisa are two licensed naturopathic doctors, passionate about all things health and wellness. They are on the mission to break down wellness trends, variety of conditions with a naturopathic and holistic lens. Tune in every Wednesdays for new episodes. This podcast does not act as medical advice and should not be used as a substitute for medical care. Please contact your healthcare professional for questions regarding your health.
Welcome back to Season 1, Episode 10 of the Real Docs Podcast. We are your co-host, Dr. Lisa Jung.
And I'm Dr. Britt Lesher.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Today, we are going to talk about one of the, dare I say, controversial article that came out recently by Washington Post. The article is this. It's, women are getting off birth control amidst misinformation. So yeah, it's going to be a really great discussion. I think already preparing for today's episode, mm-hmm. we were getting a little riled up that we aren't trying to be too riled up for, mm-hmm. but it'll come out at one point or another. Yeah. So yeah, we're going to be talking about that. I think it's kind of the hot topic also, especially given the state of the country in terms of a lot of the anti-abortion laws and birth control and mm-hmm. all of that. So it'll be an awesome
fun discussion. Topics.
Yes. Yes. So shall we just dive in?
Yeah, let's go for it. Well, it's weird because when I was reading it, I was like, the fact that we are talking about like politics and, you know, it's like that whole thing of the left going after the right and the right going after the left, all of that politics stuff. I mean, I'm not a political science major and I did not go to school to decipher political opinions. And actually, you know, being a provider, you do have to stay very unbiased, mm-hmm. right? And so I think it was just interesting to me because it was like, okay, there's information, you know, people are being, you know, exposed to information through TikTok and other social media sites about birth control and now starting to ask questions. And, you know, there are certain outcomes that are happening because of that. But then it goes in to talk about just like, you know, this is the agenda of the right. And now, you know, Republican parties are getting involved. And that's when my mind was just like, why is this even part of this whole discussion? Right. Like, I understand what is happening here, but I don't think that we need to bring in political viewpoints. Right. And I do know that the Washington Post can be quite like biased towards being more liberal. It's not like a medical journal,
right?
It's more of a political journal. Right. So that when I was reading it, I was like, these types of articles always go right over my head because I'm like, I understand, but like, why do we have to bring politics into it? Mm-hmm. It drives me nuts. Mm-hmm. And I have so many viewpoints about that.
I think it's also interesting and a really good point that you said that as providers, right, we do have to stay unbiased and, mm-hmm. you know, our job, you know, when it comes to the nitty gritty is lay out on the information for our patients and then have that informed consent, informed decision and discussion and shared decision making, right?
Right.
So for me, when I was reading it too, there's some things that came up to me that is my personal opinion, but mm-hmm. it's also like looking at it in a perspective too of, oh, you know what? That is actually interesting that they bring it up. Mm-hmm. For example, I think they interviewed an OB-GYN on mm-hmm. the article and he basically was like, yeah, like we have to deal with kind of the consequences of people coming off of birth control and getting pregnant, right? And especially mm-hmm. in states where abortion is now illegal, mm-hmm. it creates a whole nother issue. So in that sense, I was like, oh yeah, like that's something that doesn't get really talked about, kind of the consequence of that, right? But what's really also interesting is that, well, when they were going for their, you know, contraception counseling appointment, were they given kind of the lay of the land mm. of everything that's out there, right?
Oh, you know, I love that term. Lay of the land.
Yes, yes. Along with foundations of health. This is a little side note too, but recently I saw that, I think it was France, that basically approved abortion as a constitutional right for mm. women, which I thought that was really cool because it's not really political, but it goes down even way beyond that of like just human rights, right? Because really don't want to get like political or anything like that. But, you know, for me and my personal belief for women is that they get to do what they want to do with their body. So for me, like seeing that article or, you know, not this article, but the France approving was really great. Just like, why can't we do that, you know?
Why can't we just have the choice?
So yeah, that was another one point that I was analyzing as I was reading. And also just other questions and opinions that came up. I don't really want to call it opinion, but I guess like thoughts and thoughts and stuff like that.
We're talking about in this, I mean, I know there are so many different types of contraceptive birth control options out there. It seemed like a lot of the article was directed towards birth control pills because there seems to be a big boom of people on TikTok and other social media platforms talking about the pitfalls of being on birth control and side effects and possible implications on fertility and so many different things. Exactly. Mental health, so many different things. And, you know, we were taught in school about the utility of birth control pills and the side effects and the people that you don't really want on birth control and the people that it would be good to help with. But I think that a lot of times in the conventional setting, it is really like a go-to and it's given out like candy to the masses. And the reality is whenever you give a medication like that to the masses, you're going to have people who have the negative side effects. You're going to have people who experience those negative things. And, you know, in this article specifically, they talk about all of the great things that birth control does besides like preventing, you know, unwanted pregnancies and things like that. They did also focus on the fertility aspect about how a lot of women are being told now through TikTok that being on birth control for a long period of time actually affects your fertility. And I think that the gynecologist had said like there's no research that claims that there's a long-term effect on fertility with birth control use. But I think for me and my mentality, it's like, okay, maybe there's not necessarily a direct correlation yet with birth control and fertility, but there's so much about, you know, post-pill amenorrhea. There's so much research about, you know, once you get off of the birth control, all of those pre-existing period issues, menstrual cycle, like dysregulation, PCOS, all of endometriosis, all of those things that you were put on the birth control pill for just end up coming back. And those things we know implicate fertility. So I think it's just the way it was worded. I was like, I see what you're getting at. However, I think by saying those things, you're generalizing and you're putting all women into one bucket when it's just not true. That's just not how the world works, right?
Very skewed. And, you know, I will say just in general, right, a lot of articles that are out there, different news outlet, they are biased. So they're going to skew it one way or another, right? But same as you said, reading about those, it's just like, well, you have to think about all these women get put on birth control pills to address their painful periods, irregular periods, acne, you know, so forth and so on, right? And rather than going into, well, why do you have painful periods? Why do you have acne? Why do you have irregular periods? It's very, you know, symptom managing, right? It's just hiding what's actually going on by giving synthetic hormones to the body. And then when someone decides to come off of it, all of those come back, like you said. And then sometimes, honestly, worse than it was. And then people are just kind of in this like confused state, right? Where I feel like we commonly hear from our patients too, like, oh, well, when I was on my birth control pill, my periods were regular, but since I got off of it, it's irregular again. But it's like, you also have to think about, especially the combination pill, you have a placebo pill
for the week, the very last of the week, mm-hmm. which isn't even your period. That's a fake period. That's right. just your withdrawal bleeding. So that's not even your regular period, right? So you're just synthetically being made mm-hmm. in terms of having a period. But when you take that synthetic source, the problem's still there, right? Mm-hmm. And it's really interesting that the article also says that, you know, this is like a misinformation and all of that. But you also have to think about, you know, the behind the scenes of, well, people are also turning away from medical providers mm-hmm. because they were also the ones who put them on that pill, right?
Yeah.
And they are being dismissed. They're being gaslit. They're mm-hmm. not being heard in terms of their actual issues and even side effects that they feel yeah. from these medications, right? So then who do they turn to?
Right.
Internet. And yep. I feel like we always say to all of our listeners, just don't do everything or anything that you see or hear on the internet. There are, you know, risks and benefits to everything, including supplements and medications and like diets and whatever mm-hmm. that's out there. But I felt like that was really unjust for the mm-hmm. article to say, oh, like it's because of misinformation and, you know, providers are worried and yada, yada, yada. But mm-hmm. really, you have to think about it in that sense of patients were dismissed and gaslit mm-hmm. and were not addressed of their issues from the get-go.
Like, I think it was really damage control. Like, I don't think that people are being misinformed now. I think people were just uninformed mm-hmm. before. Mm-hmm. And you would go to your provider's office and you would just have to take what they say, you know, like we talked about in previous episodes too, like about advocating for your health. You know, there was even something in there about how like patients were unaware about how painful IUD insertion and removal wow. can be. And there is a provider saying like, oh, now patients come to me and they're like, oh, I saw this TikTok of all of these women having really bad experiences with IUD insertion or removal. And that's like scaring me. Well, before maybe that wasn't available. And so women would go into these appointments. Like if you knew what happened during an IUD insertion, it would give cause for concern. Like, why aren't we helping female patients through that? It's right. a painful procedure.
Right.
And that is something that I think this article was doing, was it's really just seemed like damage control for anytime someone gets information out. The more we're learning, the more that people are talking and spreading the word about their experiences and spreading the word on their like their health journey, I think people take pause now and ask questions, which, you know, from my standpoint as a naturopathic provider, I invite questions. I want to answer. I want to try to give you an idea of like what the pros and cons of a treatment plan would be. Whereas I feel like in the conventional health setting, that's frowned upon.
Right. You know, I don't even think about it that way of like them doing damage control, but it really is. And I really like reading about that. I think it was like a resident provider who
yeah.
was like, yeah, I looked it up and found out a lot of people have negative experiences with IUD, mm-hmm. you know, insertions and removal. So I mm-hmm. started implementing like anti-anxiety meds
yeah.
or anti-inflammatories. And I'm like, great, that's really cool. Can we do more of that?
Yeah, can that be the standard now?
Can that be the standard? Yeah, because that's a standard of care I can get
yeah.
behind. But, you know, it just feels so also defeating sometimes because mm-hmm. how many more women have to go through that in mm-hmm. order for providers or even standards of care to be even changed or even addressed, yeah. right? But I feel like, and not to be a downer, but common things that we see is that gaslighting that yeah. happens in medical settings that mm-hmm. really turn away a lot of patients from getting the proper care
yeah.
with all the information so that they can be the one to be like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
Or, you know what, I'm kind of stuck between these two. Can you tell me more? Can you walk me through it? And the provider is really there to, again, guide patients through that. Mm-hmm.
I know it is quite frustrating, I think about like articles like this being put out. And a lot of times when I read it, I get so discouraged too. Like, a lot of people are going to read that and be like, oh, okay, I should just go back to like not questioning my birth control, right, and like not questioning all of this stuff. Like, you know, maybe it's just all internet blabber, right? And I do get it. Like, the internet is a vast space and there's so much information out there. But what I do like for patients to take from that is to be able to see a provider that can answer their concerns, mm-hmm, answer their questions to the best of their ability, and not be like shushed or like dismissed. So I think that's an important piece too, is like, that's what, why we wanted to start this podcast, essentially, because there's so many things, and there's so many things that live on the internet and in the social media sphere and then become like popular mainstream trends and things like that. And having a health provider's perspective on it, I know that we have like similar viewpoints on birth control, especially like the synthetic oral contraceptive pills. And I feel like, yes, there are times where that is the best decision, and there are times where it's not. And personally, in my practice, I have found that majority of the time it's not. Mm-hmm. And so I think that speaking to your provider about like what your concerns are, there's always people having side effects of birth control pills. Like, I even think one thing that's popping up in my mind right now is that video that Hailey Bieber made when she, did you see this?
No.
This was a while ago, but she, I don't know if you recall, she was like, had a moment where she was like rushed to the hospital, and it was
a blood clot or something.
Yeah, it was a blood clot. It's, and she made a video saying like she had started oral contraceptive pills. She had took birth control, and they didn't know that she had actually like a, it was being caused by a, like a heart condition actually, that then set her up to be at risk. Ooh. For a blood clot.
Gotcha.
So I think what she ended up having was just like a transient attack. It wasn't like a full-blown stroke.
Okay.
But that is something that people, more people need to be aware of, because like I said, it's given out to people like candy. That actually happens quite frequently, where people get blood clots and things like that. Yeah. After starting oral contraceptive. And it's, you know, it takes one famous person to bring it to people's attention, like, okay, maybe this is something that you should like pause and be like, maybe I need to be assessed first before going on birth control pills.
Right.
So that's just something that comes to mind right now when, yeah, I think about that.
But it's really interesting too, because like even the article mentioned, mm-hmm, about this one gal who had the blood clot episode, mm-hmm, right? And it just makes me kind of mad too, because when, mm-hmm, you read that blurb, it's like she went to urgent care,
mm-hmm,
because she was having shortness of breath and chest pain, if I remember, mm-hmm, correctly. And the urgent care basically was like, bye, get out, like,
yeah,
you're fine. And then like the next day, or, you know, a few days after, her leg started swelling, her, you know, all that,
mm-hmm,
the symptoms of blood clot, for someone to do something for her. And, mm-hmm, I was just like, wow, like it's just kind of crazy. I think this goes beyond too, right? Beyond birth control pill and beyond contraception and things like that, mm-hmm, in terms of like medical setting.
Mm-hmm.
Just again, more in the theme of people just being dismissed and gaslit,
yeah,
in a medical situation. But I think what's also really important that you mentioned too is seeing what's kind of on the internet, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the also things that the article mentioned was some gal, I forget the names,
mm-hmm,
she was a holistic coach. The article mentioned that she basically started that because of her own experience when it came to birth control pills, right? So I love that. What I love about the internet is kind of the camaraderie and the community, right? Someone has a bad experience, and then that brings up for a lot of people too, be like, oh my gosh, like me too. Like I have the same exact, you know, symptoms or experiences, but like I get dismissed. So I love that about the internet. However, I feel some type of a way, and this isn't like shade to anybody or anything, but anytime I see people who are holistic health coaches or holistic nutritionists who are, you know, running labs for people, mm-hmm. especially for hormone balancing or whatever, that's when I kind of have a little bit of a break and mm-hmm. just be like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because these aren't also medical professionals. And I don't want to say that in terms of like putting a hierarchy or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's really important to work with a medical professional who can actually run labs, interpret labs, as yeah. well as manage or have that informed discussion with you in terms of all the adverse effects, risk and benefits, contraindications, all these different things that really come into the fine tuning and dance of medicine.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I mean, I know we have the same viewpoint on that. Like, yes. I mean, I knew I agreed when you were starting talking about it. Well, because I think one thing that we do see this surge of, like, you know, the holistic health coaches and so many different programs are like 6 months, 1 month, a year, however long. But we were always taught, like, if you have no skin in the game, then you should just sit out, right? Because, like, for example, with even in our scope of practice, like, we aren't able to prescribe like benzodiazepines, and we're not able to prescribe like opiate medication. So it's like, why am I going to go try to manage that? And I'm speaking just in terms of like my practice, but why am I going to go try to manage those things when I, you know, was not trained in how to manage that medication and how to get someone off of those medications? Like, there are better suited providers for that. And I think that's sometimes how I see about like holistic health coaches. Like, in my mind, it's like, I am okay with someone using a holistic health coach if they're working on like the little lifestyle behavioral changes. Like, once you have a holistic health coach who is even recommending supplements and, you know, doing lab testing, things like that, then I'm like, I really don't feel 100% confident in the training that you received in order to prescribe people things like that, even if it is natural agents, right? I really don't think that training prepares them for that. And just dealing with whatever comes up after you prescribe those things, like, what if somebody has a side effect or whatever it is. So I definitely think like working with a doctor, a licensed medical professional in some form, like if it's an MD, a DO, an ND, nurse practitioner even, right? Oftentimes, you know, when I see things like that on TikTok where they're making recommendations and then you go to try to find their like credentials and schooling, sometimes I notice they don't even bring it up.
Right.
They just like try to hide it, or they, you know, it's very difficult to figure out what they did. Right. And so that's something that we said we wanted to make like a whole nother video on, like breaking down the different types of providers that exist out there, because it is so confusing. Yeah. And to the average person, they all look kind of similar. Right.
I remember in my residency, I was at a center where we had nutritionists, we had health coaches, like mm-hmm. it was great. But whenever it would become to a point where I would refer someone and then they start recommending supplements, when I'm sending them for more of like the actual coaching mm-hmm. or they, you know, want to know how to implement certain things in their diet,
mm-hmm.
That's when I was just kind of like, okay, we're going to stop, like, just come back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, since then I would have to always put in referrals with the note saying, please don't recommend supplements, please don't run labs, yada, yada, yada. And it was just a little frustrating, because I think the bottom line is that all of us have the best interest for the person, right? Mm-hmm. For the patient. But there are certain things where certain people can manage it mm-hmm. versus the other. So like when it comes to like maybe the nitty-gritties of diet plan. Like, I'm going to be like, no, like, that's more of a, you know, nutrition or dietitian end of things. Like, why don't we work with them so that you can get the best benefit from that, right? Versus if it's more of like lab testing or certain supplements, or supplements when you're on medication so that they don't interact, that's more of like our, you know, our position from like a natural practitioner point, right?
Yeah, gone on our rant again.
Yes, yes, little rant. So make sure just work with a provider who knows what they're doing. Ask for their credentials too. I think that's going to be really important. And some of the profiles, I would agree. Like, you don't see any of their credentials. And I'm like, I don't, where did you get your training?
Yeah.
Because anybody can be a wellness coach.
Like, anybody can say anything.
Yeah.
I can say I'm the president of the United States because that's freedom of speech. But is it delusion? Correct? We don't know.
Delusion. Anybody can be a wellness person.
Yeah.
Right? Wellness coach, wellness, whatever. But it really is behind that training and experience, and in terms of clinical end of things too, to direct people in the right and safe way for their health. I want to talk to you.
What do you want to talk about?
A list of adverse effects that can happen with hormonal birth control.
Let's hear it.
So, have you ever read the box inserts?
I know that there's a very long box insert.
It's a freaking essay. It's like a pamphlet. It's a honestly, it's longer than a pamphlet.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, way back when I used to be on hormonal birth control. And so this was like right after I got discharged from my meningitis hospitalization because I was on hormonal birth control at the time. And I was on like a painkiller for the headache and stuff like that. So then I was just like, you know, I need to read the insert just to make sure they don't interact and and all of that stuff. And that was probably like my first and last time I ever opened an package insert for the birth control pill. But I was just like unfolding and unfolding and unfolding and opening and opening. I'm like, holy moly. And it's like a front and a back.
Right.
And it's freaking long, which, you know, every pharmaceutical company is going to be like, here are the facts. Here's, you know, all your information, whether you read it or not.
Have fun taking it.
You know what's really crazy is that when you look at the adverse effect list versus the benefits risk, the adverse effects list is significantly longer than the benefits. Because the benefits list is like, oh, like decreased incidence of ovarian cancer or uterine cancer, or, you know, decrease changes in like menstrual flow or whatever. You know, it's like, it's very like probably like 6 or 8 things that you can see on there versus adverse effects. There was like A through Z, like just freaking list. And I actually wrote down some of the most interesting things that you can see with hormonal birth control pills that is funny enough, the ones that similarly in the article that people talk about, like the weight gain, the depression, the mood changes, all of that, that some of them are also very interesting because it's also an indication for people to be on birth control pill or why providers recommend the birth control pills, but it can also be an adverse effect.
Oh, interesting.
The paradox.
Yeah.
Acne, breast changes, cervical secretion or erosion changes, colitis, dizziness, edema, gut issues, hirsutism, which is hair growth and, you know, like chin area, especially, but other places, libido changes, mood changes, anxiety, rash, hair loss, changes in weight, PMS, menstrual flow issues or no period, dysmenorrhea, which is painful periods, and the list goes on and on and on. Tell me why people are still being dismissed for complaining about these symptoms after they start taking birth control pills by their medical providers.
And I realized too that like, because we were always taught, you know, what are the benefits of going on birth control pills, like it can be used to manage, like one of the examples was like iron deficiency due to heavy menses, where I'm like, that's not a benefit. That's just like, you're making sure that you're not like going iron deficient because you're bleeding. Like, why are you bleeding so much? And how can we mitigate you being iron deficient without having to put you on a hormonal contraceptive? You know what I mean? Like that, it seemed like a lot of the benefits are more symptom management. I don't necessarily think that we're like completely anti birth control. I think we're pro getting the full picture on birth control when you decide to start on it, and asking all of the questions and making sure you're a good candidate and that there's not any risks associated with you going on the birth control. But also, you know, outside of like, okay, I want to prevent an unwanted pregnancy, I don't want to be having children right now. Outside of that, is there anything else that you're trying to use the birth control to manage? Like, is there, you know, PCOS symptoms, endometriosis symptoms, whatever it may be? And can we get to the root cause of those things right, without you needing to be put on this pill? And surprisingly, a lot of people don't know, but the answer is yes. There's lots of things that you can do to control those things without being on a hormonal birth control pill.
Yeah. Again, we're pro contraception. We're not anti, you know, birth control pill or anything mm-hmm. like that. But I think even just clinically, we've seen the negative effects of birth control pills yeah. for a lot of our female patients,
yeah.
Short or long-term use. So yeah. make sure to work with the provider. I would say this is also a good time to get your hormones tested. I think mm-hmm. that's a really big basis to really see, not when you're on birth control pill, but mm-hmm. you know, before that, to really look at your levels to see, okay, are those hormonal imbalances something that we can see?
Yeah.
And, you know, in conjunction to how you're presenting in terms of period issues or acne or mm-hmm. all these kind of sort of stuff. So
yeah, I think that birth control is a huge topic. We've only really touched a little bit of the surface. Is that you scratching the surface? There's so many things like that we could talk about. And like, I think maybe in the future, we could even go even further into depth about like each of the different birth controls and like how they work and what are the side effects and all of those types of things. But this article really just brought up something yes. that we're like, we need to address this. Yes. Yeah. One resource that I like to share with patients like regarding different types of birth control that we've learned about in school is the Bedsider.
Yes.
Bedsider.org. It's really awesome because you can plug in like your preferences. Like they have a term called party ready, meaning like obviously it's like you want to be able to use something in the moment. Like condoms are considered not party ready because you have to pause the party to put on the condom. But things like that where you can select your preferences down to like those little details. And then it siphons it out and it has so much information on there about, you know, the pros and cons, and it's really not unbiased. Like they give you the full details yeah. of like pros and cons. Yeah. So I like that.
One of my favorite things, and I know this can get a little political, but mm-hmm. you know, it is a website that the information is on there. Just only look at the information is mm-hmm. Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm a big fan of Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they also give you a really nice information
breakdown
of not just, you know, contraception things, but also, you know, other things like vaginal infections or right. UTIs and things like that, that a lot of women also go through. So mm-hmm. it's a good resource.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it at that. That was our conversation for today regarding this article from Washington Post. We will put the links for the Bedsider as well as the Planned Parenthood links for our information section of this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Tune in next week. And we're going to be talking about why you should not do a parasite cleanse without a provider or guidance.
Amen.
Little worms.
See you guys next week. Be real.
Stay well.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Real Docs Podcast. Don't forget to like and share this episode and follow us on our social media pages. Tune in every Wednesday for more episodes.